Jim, full time here at Leighton Orient, 1-0 to them. What are your thoughts at full time?
I'm gutted. I'm absolutely gutted because I think, you know, coming into the game with the injury problems we've had and the problem we've got at centre half, you know, coming to a place like Leighton Orient who are going for promotion, in my opinion, probably the most experienced squad of players in the league, you know, littered with quality. You know, Kevin Nolan in there playing the Premier League, Ramage who just signed a couple of days ago, and the likes of Nicky Hunt, Jay Simpson, the top scorer. Good options all over the park. We knew it was going to be a tough game, but you know, we come into it, we were positive. I thought we started well. We had a couple of little opportunities to get in, but obviously the main talking point, the biggest action in the game was the sending off of Barry Roach. It looked marginally offside Simpson when he got in, whether it was or it wasn't, we'll have to wait and see, but he's got in, and if that was the roles reversed, I'd be, you know, be calling for the sending off myself, to be honest. Although good old lad got himself back goal side by the looks of it, but we'll have to wait and see on that. But from then on, I think with 10 men we managed the game really well. We limited them, you know, to very little in the first half. Apart from obviously the penalty save from Kane O'Hara, who was absolutely outstanding for us when he come on. They had one or two other little sniffs in the first half, but nothing really, you know, dangerous. And I thought we looked a threat on the break as well. A couple of opportunities to get in, we just didn't get that final pass right or whatever. Coming into the second half again, you know, managed it well, managed the crowd well. Gave it their all. Every player, everyone who come off the bench, everyone give it their all. Was workmanlike, professional, disciplined, hard working, determined, and when they did get through, Kane O'Hara has made some, you know, big saves for us. So you're coming into the latter stages of the game and you're hoping that you can, you know, nick a point or even better still hit them on the break, which we did threaten. We did have good opportunities, but as I just said in the previous interview, that just sums our season up. You know, the game at home when we got beat 1-0, Ryan Edwards smashes against their midfielder and it ricochets right into the back of the net. And today, you know, a cross has come in, Alan Goodall's got there first, cleared it, smashed into Ryan Edwards and got in the back of the net. Could have gone anywhere, but as I say, that just sums our luck up this season. It goes in the back of the net and we lose the game 1-0. As I say, towards the end we had opportunities, we got in. Tom Barkhuizen's had a couple of opportunities to take it down and maybe shoot, but he's looked to lay it off instead. A little bit of a scramble in there at the end to try and nick a point, but overall I'm proud of them to give it their all. Disappointed that we've lost the game, but you know, it wasn't for the want of trying today. They've given it their all, as I say, I'm proud of them, but we've got to pick them up now and move on next week.
Like you said, a very disciplined defensive performance from 1 to 10 once you'd gone down to 10 men. But at times it looked like the Kieran O'Hara show out there.
It did, yeah. It just looked like he made one or two saves and it looked like he just had that confidence. And next thing he's you know, tipping it over the bar, getting there first before people were coming on, pulling saves off left, right and centre. So yeah, pleased for him. He's come on a difficult, you know, difficult place away from home. He's got to face a penalty straight away, which he saved. And he just went from strength to strength. So fair play to him. He was excellent.
Yeah, 19 years old to come off the bench 12 minutes into a game, a place like Leighton Orient, promotion challenges, as you say, yeah. To come and play as he did, excellent for him and great experience.
It was, yeah, and as I say, you know, the decision was probably right, but Barry Roach has been excellent for us all season. You know, Simpson's movement was quality to get in, as I say, whether it was offside or not. But he's gone down, Barry Roach, he's clipped him, he's gone down, got the penalty. So that's disappointing, but as you say, he's played once already in the league away at Northampton, which was a proper test for him on the day, you know. And now you see, you know, you can see him getting congratulated by all the staff and people who've been at the game. You know, I've just heard someone talking, where's he from, what club's he on loan from, and so he's done himself no harm whatsoever. But as you say, when he went in 19 years of age, he trains well, he does well, he's a good player, you know, he's a good goalkeeper, and you know, he proved that today. He got some excellent saves, and it was the Kieran O'Hara show at times.
He saved everything Leighton Orient put his way, and did you sort of feel the only way they were going to get past him was a slice of misfortune like what happened for the goal?
It was, yeah. I think, you know, they're a massive side. I'm doing the picker-uppers on the board, and there I'm looking at the team. I think there was only three players who were under 6'1". They've got some at 6'4", 6'5", and I think, you know, they get the ball forward into Big Nangele and Palmer when he come on. Say they've got the top league's top scorer in Simpson. You know, I seen a couple of little bits when they had a run of corner kicks and free kicks, and we were defending them. It was ricocheting, it was going back out for the corner. We had to battle again. You know, that's something that we've probably struggled in this year, is that we've been a little bit small, a little bit not as strong as some of the opposition that we've come up against. But, you know, if you use Sean Bailey as an example, he's picked up in virtually every game this season. He stands at about 5'9" and his man never ever scored. You know, I think McLeod did it, Notts County, just pulled off him, but it was into an offside position. That was one of the offside goals that's gone against us this year. But as I say, when it was coming in, you know, we either defended it well, and when they got past us, Kane O'Hara was there to save it. And as you say, in the end, it just took a stroke of misfortune with a clearance from Alan Goodall. I thought it was excellent when he went at the centre-half today. And Ryan Edwards, the pair of them. But unfortunately, Goody smashed it against Ryan. It flew into the back of the net. So that just sums it all up, to be honest, getting beat 1-0 and the goal in that manner. But that's life, as I say. It's just can't moan about it. Got a battle on.
As you say, you're gutted. How hard is it for the lads to take a defeat like that? Or do they also need to look at the positives in how well they did defend?
Yeah, they did. They defended very well, and they attacked well as well. I think you know, there's a couple of opportunities at the end there. A couple of lovely floater balls over the back, lads, and Tom's got in a couple of times. And I think the little scramble where Wildig got in, and you just opened Kevin Ellison's hit a shot on target. So it wasn't all one way. For large periods, it was. But, you know, as an outfield nine, it was excellent, you know, in what they did. You know, we went with two banks of four. We left Sean Miller up front. If he got hold of it, we'd come out with Fleming, Ellison and Barkhuizen. So there is plenty of positives to take from it. You know, when we did go the one goal down, then we had to throw a little bit of air course into the wind, and people might say we should have done that in the first place, but you can't do it too early, because you can just get popped off and, you know, lose the game comfortably. You know, it was a case of being disciplined within our shape, quieting the crowd, limiting them as much as we could, and we did that. As I say, we could get out on the counter attack. We've done that all season, and we looked a threat, as I say, going forward, you know, even with 10 men. But there is positives to take. You go in the changing room and they are the down, the disappointed, but you know, this group won't take much to lift the morale, and I'm sure they'll be all right when we come back in Monday morning, and they'll all be looking forward to the next game. But as I say, you know, I've always said, I'm going to say it as it is, I think that performance today sums our season up, in the respect that we've given our all, we've created chances, we've had a good togetherness, we've tried to play, we're competing against big sides. You know, you look around this place here, we're miles apart from Leighton Orient. It's a proper big club, you know, behind the scenes, on the pitch, the squad they've got. You know, we've come here today, we're missing three centre-halves. You know, they had one centre-half sent off last week, and they bring Peter Ramage in on Thursday. So, you know, that's what you're up against. But as I say, we've been done by a stroke of bad luck, if you like. It's not bad defending or not. You know, yeah, you could put it for the corner or shield it back to the keeper or whatever. So smash it into your centre-half partner and go in. You know, it's just unbelievable, the luck we've had this year. But as I say, it is what it is, and the lads will pick themselves up. I'll certainly be picked up Monday morning, and we'll put all our energies into the next game and hopefully win that one.
And finally, just from me, Andy Parrish became a father before kickoff. Have you spoken to him? And I'm sure you'd like to congratulate him.
Yeah, he's become a dad. You know, his missus went into labour, I think, about Wednesday night, so he hasn't travelled down. She's had a long labour, but to become a dad, you know, it's fantastic for him. You know, I got the text this morning, I texted him to see how it was, how everything was around 9 o'clock, and got the reply back about 11:30 that mother and baby are doing well. Baby Lucas, I think he's called the boy. So, you know, congratulations to him and his missus and all the Parrish family.